Assembly sponsor Amy Paulin and Senate sponsor Brad Hoylman hosted a panel that featured Cohen and Bateau, who each have had to leave the state to have children through surrogacy. Cohen says as a gay man, he was drawn to New York because he could live his life openly. He says it seems wrong that he had to go out of state when it came time to find a surrogate to have a child. He chose California, where paid surrogacy is legal, and he had a son, Benjamin, early in 2019.
I would like to give a brother or sister to Benjamin, and I would like to do it in New York State. And so that's one of the reasons that I was here. One of the best relationships in my life has been with my surrogate. She is all heart, as I think you will find all surrogates are. They are here for the greater good of providing the gift of giving a family to those who cannot have one on their own.
Bateau says she has a medical condition that causes her body to reject a pregnancy. After years of trying in vitro fertilization and 4 miscarriages, she decided to try surrogacy and was surprised to learn that it was illegal in New York.
I felt like my body rejected me, and now my home state has rejected me.
With financial help from her parents, she and her husband found a surrogate in Pennsylvania, where the practice is legal. She is now the mother of twins. Others who backed the measure include women who are cancer survivors and became infertile due to their treatments. Afterward, Cohen said he's spending the day getting the message out during meetings with lawmakers. The Senate passed the measure last year. It's also backed by Governor Andrew Cuomo, who announced the start of a campaign to help get the bill passed. There is some resistance, though, in the Democratic-led state assembly, where some lawmakers are uncomfortable with the idea. Cohen says the bill, as crafted, assuages some of those concerns, and it could be an example to other states on how to do it right.
We need them to understand that this bill will be a bellwether to for other states in terms of surrogates' rights and protecting surrogates. The relationship between parents and surrogates is very special. It's misunderstood. But when you hear the stories of the women that I'm here with today, you will appreciate it.
But opponents say allowing paid surrogacy in New York could open the door to exploitation of women. Taina Bien-Aimée is the executive director of the Coalition Against Trafficking in Women. She says if the bill becomes law, New York could become a center for reproductive tourism.
You can just imagine if a trafficker or an abuser has the power and control and the easy money of implanting someone else's embryos in their prey and their victim and the people under whom he has control, then, you know, we're really unleashing a Handmaid's Tale type of situation that is not science fiction.
Bien-Aimée says she supports what's known as altruistic surrogacy, which she likens to organ donation, where no money changes hands between donors and recipients. But she says the surrogacy arrangements need to be more closely regulated by the state to protect everyone involved.
New York should actually develop a registry just like we have for organ donation so that they're ethics in place and protections in place.
Supporters say the bill does include protections for women, known as the Surrogates Bill of Rights, which includes legal and medical protections. Other opponents include the Catholic Church, which says in an opposition bill memo that it treats children as commodities to be manufactured, bought, and sold. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.